Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Well, good morning, Kenneth.
Great to be with you.
Did you want
to
do the Chris Farley blah, blah, blah? Because I don't. Ladies and gentlemen, I have talked about the concept of Brown's prison for a long time and how we were just a number in a cell and we have the cup out waiting for the water and the bread and we have the mirror out. We're passing kites to one another. I've done that for a while, and yesterday, I think I might have found my situation where you are not in the creek 500 yards outside of Shawshank. But I think at this moment, Tone, we may be sitting on the drain pipe holding the rock waiting for the thunder. After that press conference yesterday, and you know, there were some things like, you know, you've always been the one to say, like, that these situations tend to go away. You always have a way to say these things. We're like, these things tend to figure themselves out.
I think
Kenny.
I famously said it the week of the game that he got injured.
Yes, you did. You're like, Ken, you know, these things, they have a way of figuring themselves out. And it's always when you say it, for whatever reason, it's reassuring to me. When you say things like that, like, Ken, I know how these people operate. These things have a way to work themselves out. And when I hear about a setback, I go, there it is. And then when I see the over-the-cap report that the Browns have $44.3 million of insurance on his contract and that would provide some cap relief for the Cleveland Browns, the insurance is based on injury, that would provide some cap relief. I go, oh, hello, hello.
Setbacks pave the way for comebacks.
I tweeted that yesterday. A lot of people did not know where that was from. I went, whoa, 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 whoa. Because a lot of people go, how dare you think that this guy's going to come? And guys, woo, easy.
What was your first thought when you heard him say that, casually drop that before he took questions? You know, he got done with his monologue to start out. It was a very formatted, and then he said embarrassment.
Honestly,
right? Totally embarrassed.
I went, well, then when was the video of him dancing on the side of the freeway?
It was the first thing I think all of us were thinking because we had all seen that video. Now, technically,
there was a video of him and his girlfriend dancing.
Now, we don't follow him
alongside of a road. I have no idea.
A lot of us are not able to follow him on certain social media outlets.
Yeah.
So sometimes you see a video, and the internet now, everybody's got good cameras over the last how many years. You never truly know when something actually was filmed, which is kind of a hard thing to, like, I'll see like shows where I'm like, when did this happen? Oh, that was 8 years ago. I'm like, oh, man. Because when I was young, when you would see video, you'd know if it was from the 60s, the 70s, 80s, or 90s.
Yeah.
Now, it's like something happened 10 years ago, and people could post it as if it happened yesterday. When was his dancing on the road where he clearly set up a tripod and him and his girlfriend seemed like they were having a lot of fun?
I don't know.
Did anybody?
The day it came out, or apparently the day it was done was December 26th.
Okay.
That's what I had read.
So could the setback have happened after?
I don't know.
Did that cause
the
setback?
They said they found out about it on Sunday. He said he found out about it on Sunday. Here is the potential bad. This is Barry here. This is the potential bad news for Deshaun Watson with the comment about the setback.
We did learn that he did have a setback in his, you know, Achilles recovery. We don't have all the details and everything yet, but it obviously extend the recovery process for him.
It went from surprise to holy bleep. I was listening back to it, and it went from surprise to holy bleep. Tone was right. That's what it was. I was surprised to hear that. And then, because I had been saying, like, guys, he's not going to play for the Browns again. Like, they can't put him back out there. And I had had several people texting me going, he's going to play for the Browns again. You better just get yourself ready. It's going to happen.
We had a lot of people, I think, in both of our corners.
Yeah.
We were getting information like, you guys understand, he is absolutely going to have a shot. And me and you were just like, no, he won't. Mm. No, he's not. This fan base is over it. Jimmy Haslam is over it. The Browns are over the Deshaun Watson experience. And I kind of think Deshaun Watson is over it.
Guys, they were in the stadium the day that happened. And I stand by the fact that I think that there was no way a majority of people were excited about what had happened. And I do think that there were people who were excited, and there were other fans that got after them for being excited about it. But they know how you feel about it.
Were they excited about yesterday's news?
Who, the Browns or the fans?
Everybody.
I don't think they want to see him
again.
I don't want him to be hurt anymore, but I just don't think people want to see him again.
You saw him dancing in the video. You feel like things can't be all that upset about that. Can't be all that bad in his world. Yeah. So do you think
I can't believe in that bad of a life.
Even if you were giving Cleveland fans the benefit of the doubt, you didn't want to make them seem like Philadelphia fans booing a Browns player, cheering or laughing at someone's misfortune.
Every fan base has a moment they're not so terribly proud of.
What do you think the percentages were yesterday?
Of people who were excited?
Yes, when that news came out. Because for me, it felt like 90%.
It's an honest show somewhere in the category. Well, no, because I don't think a lot of people knew what it meant at first. And then when they saw that, hopefully we were talking about it throughout the afternoon. Kenny, like, I listened to a little bit of Nick and Jonathan. I didn't get a chance to listen to everything. Hopefully it got out there that there's insurance taken on here. There's cap relief. Like,
well, I want to get to that.
There is a path out of here. This is what I'm saying. There is a sewage pipe out of the prison right now.
Kenny, I think even his defenders, the ones that doggedly defend him on social media, which I can't believe exist anymore, I think even they were relieved because they don't have to do it anymore. They don't have to do the dog and pony show.
I haven't looked at that. I can only talk to the people I talk to, the fans I talk to. I would say a lot of people were a little relieved by it, I got to tell you. But here's Barry went on further. And about whether or not the setback is going to impact Watson being ready for 2025.
It's too early to tell. I don't have all the information. Obviously, in a situation like that, you know, I don't want to rule out anything with a major injury. We are still collecting all the information. And then, you know, obviously, our focus is making sure that he can get as healthy as possible.
He did admit later on that the trade hasn't gone so well so far.
You know, to date, the trade hasn't gone as we had hoped or anticipated, hasn't gone how, you know, Deshaun has hoped or anticipated. I think certainly a big part of it is, you know, the stop start with availability and that we never have gotten consistent performance at that position. I think there's a variety of factors in that. That's not just, you know, not just the quarterback.
I would say that part of that is fair. And I would say part of that is like, yeah, no kidding. You haven't gotten consistent play out of him. He did avoid the question about whether or not Deshaun Watson is still a winning quarterback.
Andrew, assuming that Deshaun Watson comes back healthy, have you seen enough and what have you seen that leads you to believe that he can still play winning football for the Cleveland Browns?
Our focus with Deshaun is getting him healthy, and it really starts with that and making sure that he's physically right where, you know, he can play to the best of his ability when he's on the field, and that's really where our focus is with him.
We all know the truth here. I think the conversation had to be had amongst us. Do you think he even wants to play? I don't think he wants to play for the Browns anymore. I don't know if he wants to play football anymore. I don't think he wants to play in Cleveland. And I think that this is, I can't allege anything or speculate much because of HIPAA and all the other stuff, but I'm thinking, well, this is, this fairly works out in everybody's best interest. He's not having any money taken away from him, is
well,
he?
No.
So, and they have insurance with the cap relief of him.
Okay, that part of it. We gotta explore that a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I could see some rivals in the division raising all sorts of warning signs. Wait a second. You just take insurance out. He can get injured.
Well, teams take out insurance on guys.
Absolutely, that happens. Where did he get injured again? The Browns just found out about it yesterday.
But it's a setback in the recovery stemming from an injury that happened on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but where did the setback occur? Where was he in the team facility?
All I know is that it leads the way for comebacks. I don't know where it happened.
I'm saying that something tells me the NFL fought tooth and nail for the suspension. They fought tooth and nail to seemingly, what did Browns fans say? We were being penalized in a lot of this fight that was going on.
Yes.
So now we think the Browns are going to be given a mulligan by the NFL.
No.
We think they're just going to allow the Browns to be freed of this.
So we have to deal with seemingly what, an investigation or something like this.
Seem shady to you yesterday? Because that's what the internet agreed. That seemed pretty shady yesterday.
They took insurance out. He said he had a setback on it. It's a performance-based business, Anthony.
There is absolutely a debate about whether or not forget about whether Haslam's going to get his money. Who cares about that? Who cares if Haslam's getting...
I care about the cap relief.
Nobody cares. The cap
and
relief
moving
part
forward.
Is,
that's what I care about. Yeah, given, I don't care about their money.
Why wouldn't every contract for every premier player be guaranteed and then insured and then every team gets cap relief? Something tells me the other teams in the division are going to go, wait a second. Hold on. That can happen? All right. Now, we are going to change the way we do contracts no punitive nature to the contract.
So I will paint this out. I'm a person who hopes that they can get out from under this much as... And I know you are, too.
I do, too.
You are looking
I'm
at this from the prism of other NFL teams.
That all kind of fishy yesterday.
All right. So...
The timing of it, how the Browns learned about
this
it.
This is a...
Browns just learned about it the day before, or did they just get their story straight?
This is a...
Why wouldn't that have been leaked?
Reckless speculation.
Didn't anybody ask themselves why wouldn't he also want that information out earlier, but it didn't get leaked, and then they all kept it buttoned up, and then they unveiled it yesterday in front of the Browns media in a press conference? That's never how this stuff gets done. Word always gets out on something like this. And then think about how we don't know anything about JOK.
Maybe they did just find out about it yesterday.
Yeah, maybe they did.
So, so let me throw this at you here. All right. Now, again, I'm coming from a person who's hoping that there's going to be relief and
we can move on
from this and start to have our football halfway house start to work out in our direction,
Kenny,
and we could get back on our feet
when
here.
When you miss the putt in front of Bob Barker, you're hoping he unveils that sign that says hole in one or two.
So
everybody's hoping for that.
So,
that's awesome. That's a good feeling.
It's a performance business, Anthony. It's a performance business. He at any time, you know, if you can't go, you can't go. Remember, Joe Hayden famously said it. You can either run with Antonio Brown or you can't run with Antonio Brown. And if you can't go, well, damn, you can't go. How many times have you said it? How many guys in the NBA, you mentioned this all the time, when it was starting to become a problem, I don't see load management as big of a problem as it used to be, but how many guys just can't go today, coach? Mm-hmm. Just ain't going to be able to do it today. He very well could do the same thing. That's perfectly fine. Take all the time you need. I see a road where there's insurance on this. I don't want to fantasize about it, but good God, maybe you start the season on IR. You have your three-week window. Just not able to do it this year. Going to need to stretch this recovery out. And then in 2026, he is let go. You would have a salary cap hit at some juncture. That's not what it would be this summer. And in 2026, he's let go and we all move on. He can come into the building. He can do whatever he needs to do, but we are moving on. That's why, again, you're going to get a quarterback probably at number two. I would say 98% sure I think they're going to get a quarterback at number two because jobs are certainly on the line here. And you're going to bring in a veteran quarterback. You're going to bring in some sort of a vet. And the Deshaun Watson conversation, that's all going to go away. I'm telling you, this is the way I see it. And maybe I'll end up being wrong. Some people out there are going to hope I'm being wrong. But the stuff like it's starting to go away. I don't think he really wants to be here.
No.
I think they wish it would have worked out. So I can't say they don't want him here. I think they wish it would have worked out the right way. I mean, good God, look what's invested there. Look at the jobs that are going to be on the line here shortly. I think they wanted it to work out. It's not working out. They know it's an untenable situation with the fan base. They want some goodwill with the fans going into 2025. That's why Miles isn't going anywhere. This is why I think they're going to work out something with Nick in some regard. They want some goodwill with the fan base to be able to go forward here. So I'd be surprised if he's up on the side of the building coming up for fall of 2025, that he's really on the website or anything else.
Yeah.
And at some point, I will not care about the videos forwarded to me of he eating dinner or he hanging out. He can hang out with his girlfriend all he wants. It's his girlfriend. I don't care. They can be together. It won't matter to me anymore. And I think that's the way a lot of Browns fans see it. I would much rather have knockdown, drag-out fights over Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders and whatever you want to say there and Cam Ward. I'd rather have that any day, every day for the rest of my life than anything we've been through over the last 3 years.
We're in agreement
Give
there.
Give me that. Sign me up right now. And I think that they know that with the fan base, and that's why they will move forward. For better, for, I can't say for worse, for better or for not so much better. Because I don't think it can get much worse than where it is right now.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with closing the book on Deshaun. Like, how much do you think he's even going to be mentioned on this show, other than why did they make the trade? Other than that, how much do you think he's even going to be mentioned by our callers?
But I'm not going to be surprised if we hear about like Mike Brown causing a stir down in Cincinnati, going, that seems fishy to me. But this isn't like you're taking a piece of rebar to a fender here. This is a player, and whether or not he feels up to play. And it's a performance business. And if he's not up to play, you have taken out insurance for something that has happened on the field. And I see a way out for everybody, for the Browns, for Deshaun Watson, for the Browns fans.
I'm a little surprised to hear you say.
He gets to keep all his money. Ain't my money.
Well, he's always going to get to keep the money.
There you go.
That was never going to be altered.
Some people gave the idea that they thought he should give some of it back, which I couldn't condone that.
Like the college football coaches. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe he can give it to his coaching staff. I'm a little surprised to hear you say you're 98% sure you think they're taking a quarterback.
98% sure.
I kind of feel like they're trading down in this draft.
Oh, you want me to tell you why next,
yeah,
even though
sure.
It's about last night?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll tell you why next, coming up on The Fan.